It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldinger with the NFL Network, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Baldy, you're the best, but no, Bonte's out today. He's not feeling too well, so we got Sam Lubman filling in for him. You know, one of the greats. And this segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. And look, Niner fans, huge win Thursday night against the Seahawks. You had all weekend to kind of survey the land, sit on your couch. Hopefully your fantasy team won. I'm looking pretty good right now.
Must be nice.
Yeah, exactly. And we got to enjoy an unbelievable loss from the Cowboys. We got to enjoy Philadelphia Eagle fans chanting for Sirianni to be fired, only to have Sirianni,
after a win, by the way,
act like a WWE wrestler, go to the crowd and scream and yell. And what I'm thinking about this morning is how, dude, A, the Niners are back in the mix. That's number one. For as down bad as we were for about 3 weeks, and for the last couple months, things have been so negative, but they're right where they need to be. And then B, you have one of the big matchups of the year on the NFL calendar. It's the Super Bowl rematch. It's Mahomes and Andy Reid coming off a bye. It's the Niners without CMC, and they're at home, and they have to win this one. And it got me thinking, because we're going to have... his name is Carrington Harrison. That's a very difficult name to say. Carrington Harrison.
On this show.
He does the drive on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. And every single week, he talks to Patrick Mahomes. And so I'm just thinking, like, outside, like, Niner fans, this guy, Patrick Mahomes, I think I might hate him more than LeBron.
I think that's fair.
And the way I view my algorithm on all-time hate, like, there's guys I hate who aren't good enough, right? Like Danny Green. Hate Danny Green, but he's not good enough to make my all-time
list. That's
more
like, yeah, that's more small-time, like, localized hate.
So, like, to be on my list, you have to be great. Great! An all-time legend. So, like, Harden, James Harden. I hate James Harden. He doesn't make my list.
He has the same number of rings as you and I.
Well, it's not even that. He's not even good enough.
Well, yeah, that goes to point, yeah.
Pete Carroll is on my list. All-time hate.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson is now off the list, even though I did hate him forever.
He kind of played himself off the list.
He did.
I mean, do you think was it the 2019, that last week 17 game of 2019 in Seattle when the Niners, you know, beat the Seahawks to clinch that division? Was that for you the moment where, like,
the shine off
Russell Wilson started to fade?
The greatest moment for Niner fans in Russell Wilson's career was when he threw the interception at the goal line.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
So that was the moment for you where the shine started to fade.
Absolutely.
Off Russell Wilson. You know,
thank God. One of the great moments in non-Niner history.
When you make God bleed, people start believing he's God.
Exactly.
Know?
Jimmy Johnson. I hate Jimmy Johnson. I don't even hate Jerry Jones as much as I hate Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson... unbelievable talent evaluator, swag off the charts.
Great
the hair,
coach.
The arrogance. I hated Jimmy Johnson. Bill Parcells hated him. Tommy Lasorda hated him. There's a theme going on here.
A lot of coaches.
LeBron's at the top of my list. All right, let's go out to the lines. 888-957-9570. Is Mahomes number one on your all-time Bay Area sports hate list? Let's go out to Big Pun in South City. Big Pun, I hope you're doing well, buddy.
So Big
all
Pun.
Is well. Who is your number one all-time Bay Area sports hate list?
Morning, Spadoni Shasky. Right on, man. Now, I hate LeBron James. Don't get me wrong. But we beat LeBron James. We had a little owners over LeBron James for a little while. The man I hate Patrick Mahomes. Right now, he's the most because he beat us twice in the Super Bowl and the way he beat us. So, yes, Patrick Mahomes is number one. But the man I hated most up until this point was Brett Favre.
Oh,
I couldn't stand Brett Favre. He owned us in the 90s. The way he beat us was like a little worm, little weasel running around, making these incredible plays, and he would beat us. Now, we beat him with T.O. with the miracle catch. That was great, but he owned us except for that game. Shasky, you guys, I got to go. I'm sitting outside of my doctor's appointment right now.
Hey, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, take care, man.
Is the man I hate.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? So, like, I don't know how old you were when Favre was ripping our hearts out.
I was, you know, 5-6 years old.
Brett Favre is absolutely at the top of that list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still remember him towards the end of his career when he was still that guy. I mean, I guess the most, like, heartbreaking Brett Favre moment that jumps out to me, he wasn't even a Packer at the time, it was that overtime win he had in his first year in Minnesota, where he had that overtime win against the Niners, got the walk-off touchdown pass.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Probably the most, like, oh, God, I hate that guy moment for me as growing up watching Brett Favre.
So part of, like, the way I do my hour, and everyone's different, right? I want to hear from all the people. 888-957-9570. Like, we're going to have Carrington Harrison, who's going to appear on the River Islands guest line, and Frank Gore in like 30 minutes, okay? Frank Gore, all-time 49er legend, and I'm sure he hates Mahomes too. You have to respect their play to be able to be on my all-time hate list. That's the way I view things, right? So, like, for example, I don't hate Dak. Dak's not good enough.
No, he's not.
He's not good enough to hate, you know? Like he's not. Now, at one time, it was Russ, but seeing him in a Steeler, like, uniform with the helmet on the sideline, now I just kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm there.
Yeah, it was one of those things, like, I never really liked Russ a lot early on in his career with the Seahawks, mainly because it was, I mean, you talk about how you need to be good enough to get your hate.
Yes.
For me, it was just like, I never thought he was as good as people tried to make him out to be early on in his career. Like, he had one of the greatest defenses in NFL history cleaning up his messes. He was maybe a slightly above average quarterback the first 4 or 5 years of his career when everyone was feting him as this, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. Oh, he's good enough to go, you know, have him throw for it at the 1 yard line. No, you got this delusional, like, stupid thought that Russ was good enough there and it cost you a Super Bowl when you should have been running it to Marshawn Lynch. So, yeah, Russ, I hated him more because, like, everyone thought he was like this grand, incredible thing. And no, he's an okay quarterback with a really good defense.
But that's the difference right now for Mahomes. He feels like Darth Vader, like Thanos. He's inevitable.
Oh, he is everything.
And that's why you hate him.
He is everything that, you know, the people used to love saying that Russ was.
I know. Well, but he's also not a quote unquote jerk. So he's in its own unique category. Like, if he was my quarterback, reasons. I'd love him.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's go out to the phone lines here. 888-957-9570. All right. Frank Gore in 30 minutes. We play the Chiefs this Sunday. You have an opportunity. I know it's the regular season. This is a big game for the Niners. Big game in the standings. Big game for the soul. We got to beat Mahomes, man. Let's go out to Caitlin in Santa Cruz. Caitlin, step right up. What do you got? Who's the most hated person on your list? Bay Area, all time.
Okay, this is probably an unpopular opinion, but Richard Sherman. Cannot stand
That's a good
him.
One.
He was a Seahawk. I hated all of his post-game interviews. I hated when he came back to our, like, to the Niners and to the Bay Area. I know he was a Stanford guy, so he was extremely intelligent and articulate when he spoke. But his arrogance, I still can't even stand seeing his face at the desk now. It just, it was the worst.
Bonte agrees with you.
Is what really sold it. Yeah.
Bonte agrees. There was a point in time where if Richard Sherman's face came on my television, I had to flip the channel. When he did to Michael Crabtree after the whole Bowman injury and the way that
that's
the Niners
everyone
lost,
started to hate him.
He, which is crazy because, and I know that you're too young, I felt the same way about Dion. Dion, I absolutely hated.
The trash talkers.
I hated him.
Like, the ones who talked the most, yeah.
And it all went out the window.
Yep.
CP3, same thing.
Yeah, no, the CP3 one is a great one. He was all, like, I didn't even write him down my list of guys who I hate in basketball. Like, for me, I mean, anyone who was on the Lob City Clippers, I guess. So he is still in that sense. But the 180 I did on Chris Paul in the last year is one of the most surprising about faces I've personally ever done as a fan. But no, when those guys trash talk you like that, I'll always remember I was a junior in college watching that with my roommates in Miami when that game happened. And watching that interview, like, I went from I don't really like this Seahawks team or Richard Sherman to I might despise him more than anything in life ever. Like, the way he talked that trash to Crabtree, and the worst part about it was there's nothing you could do. What he earned the right. You lost. You had to take it. That was, like, the most frustrating thing about it was the fact you just had to lie there and take it, and that just made you hate him even more because you're so helpless there that you have nothing to do than to take that abuse from him.
What about turkey on the 50?
Oh, my God.
The guy ate turkey on the 50.
Meanwhile, your owner's tweeting out apologies, making himself look like a total clown. Again, that's the word. You're self-inflicting wounds. This guy's eating turkey on your logo, and your owner is embarrassing you as a fan even more. Like, that just adds to the layer of hate. Now I kind of want to hate Jed York right now just thinking about it.
Relax.
I mean, I'm not going down that
relax.
Far. I'm not going that far, but, like, that's the kind of emotion that guys like Richard Sherman, you know, in his villain days would have licked. It was that strong. It was that, you know, the fur was just that intense with him that, oh, that's a great call there by Caitlin.
All right, so you're keeping the list, right, Sam? Sam Lubman filling in for Bonte. Bonte's
got
not
Brett
feeling
Favre
so hot
and Richard
today.
Sherman.
Okay, so we got Favre, Richard Sherman. I'm throwing Lasorda on there. I hated Tommy Lasorda. Put him on my list. Put Bill Parcells on my list. Jimmy Johnson. Here's a couple from the text line. We're going to go out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. All right? Here's a couple from the Comcast business text line. Michael Irvin and Emmett Smith. Michael Irvin, I put over Emmitt Smith because Michael Irvin used to do the first down, like the whole get the first down and then point like this. Hated his guts.
That's playmaking.
Justin Verlander coming in on our list. That's a good one.
Tell me you're an A's fan without telling me you're an A's fan.
He's a scratch golfer with a beautiful wife, and the guy's got a picture-perfect pitching career.
That's one where it depends on who you're a fan of. Like, I know for a fact that's an A's fan texting that in because Justin Verlander is their boogeyman. I mean, okay. They had that those 13-14 A's teams, we all remember, those were incredible A's teams, and in 12 and 13, they ran into the brick wall that was Justin Verlander. And 12 had to sting even more because you have this dude completely shut you down. I believe that one was in Detroit. No, that was at your home field, I believe, in 2012. And then that same guy who shuts you down then gets embarrassed by Pablo Sandoval in the World Series stage. When Justin Verlander was staring out towards left field seats and said, "Wow." It was impossible for me to ever hate Justin Verlander because we beat you.
Yeah.
And that goes into the when you beat them, the hate changes.
It dissipates.
That's why,
a little.
Like, it's so hard for me to really hold LeBron James to that hate level, as I said. Justin Verlander, same thing. When you beat him like that, like, I may not like him for whatever reason, but it's never going to be it's never going to be top tier intense for me.
No, I get that. I get that. All right, 888-957-9570. I want to hear from everybody, all right? I want to hear from you. We're playing Patrick freaking Mahomes this week and Andy Reid. Patrick Mahomes has won 80% of his NFL starts. He's been to 4 Super Bowls. He's won 3, and 2 of them are against us that we had double-digit leads in.
And the worst part is about those, like, those are incredible wins that he pulled out, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, it's not just, oh, they won the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl, and they did so in a way that is going to have multiple movies and documentaries made about it throughout history. Because, objectively speaking, those were incredible games. I think the worst, one sinking realization I had, Shasky, is you and I were up in the rafters watching the Super Bowl at Allegiant Stadium this year. I'm watching this game, and I'm thinking, the Niners need to pull this out, because if they don't, this game's going to be talked about for a billion years, and you want the Niners to be on the right side of history in that one.
His montage into the Hall of Fame will have nothing but Niner highlights, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go out to Elevation Vic in San Jose. I love that name, Elevation Vic. Hey, Vic, I was down in your neck of the woods on Friday. My wife and my son and I, we went down to Prina, I think it's called Prina Family Farms in Morgan Hill. Oh my God, it's amazing. If you've got toddlers, go check it out. This place is awesome. Who do you got? Who is on your all-time hated list for Bay Area sports? Who is it? Who's number one? It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Be Kyrie Irving for talking KD into leaving the Warriors. Him and his flat earth theory and not taking COVID shots. I can't believe if we still had KD, we'd have 10 championships.
Such a great call. That's such a great call.
Kyrie Irving's a really good underrated call because not only do you hate him and for sports reasons, but as Elevation Vic pointed out, the dude's also just an idiot off the court. Anyone who comes out saying the earth is flat, know that you are automatically on my I don't ever want to hear a word out of you, you're an absolute nincompoop list. Like, that's just top tier reason to hate Kyrie Irving right there off the spot. And then, of course, the shot. The shot over Steph.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about, like, we beat LeBron, so the magic kind of faded a little bit. Like, the fact that Kyrie kind of jumped ship on the Cavs and the Warriors didn't get that extra win over him. The fact that he wasn't present in that first final series. Yeah, it's a little bit different. And now he gets to work with Klay Thompson now.
All right, well, Kyrie's got to be. So write down Kyrie. Yeah, all right, we're going to go through this whole list before the break.
Did right there.
I'm just Kyrie, just to that shot. All right, Miguel in San Antonio. Miguel, 888-957-9570. It's Mahomes this week, guys. I hate this guy.
So far, by the way, we got Favre, Big Pun had Favre, Caitlin had Richard Sherman, then Elevation Vic had Kyrie Irving, and then text line had Verlander.
All right. Elevation Vic had Kyrie Irving. Miguel in San Antonio, who do you got on your all-time Bay Area sports hated list? Who is it?
Hey, Shasky. Hey, Sam. So for me, I'm an old school A's fan, and it was Kurt Gibson and Oral Hershiser. I was a kid. We were in the series. I cried, and what made it worse? I mean, my dad and my brother were Dodger fans, and it was just like those names, just like, you know, what Gibson did to Eckersley, you know, in that ninth inning homer, and then Hershiser just closing out the game. It was just the worst. And I was like a baseball guy. I played baseball. It was just the worst. Since then, though, it was Sherman with the Crabtree and all that stuff. But I got my payback when Wilson threw that pick against the Patriots, and you just see his face. That moment.
Yes.
That shot on his face. That was
happy to sad.
Yeah, but definitely right now it is Mahomes, man, and the Chiefs. They're just like that boogeyman that can just snatch you up and, you know, eat you up, man. So I think the Niners going into this game, they have more fight in them, I think, than the Chiefs do. I think they have to prove it. Where the Chiefs, you know, they're sitting up there undefeated, and I think we can just smack them and just take it. And then what a gift, you know, being able to watch, like you said, football this weekend. I kind of said that last week too. I just sat back and I just watched the Cowboys implode. That one pick Dak had where he got saved by a flag. I was like, okay, we're warming up, and then he had that pick in the end zone. It was just beauty. It was beautiful. It was I'm out here in San Antonio, so I get to go around and watch all the Cowboys fans moping around, taking down their little flags, you know, not knowing what to do. And I'm just out here with my Niners everything.
I can't wait for that game. Great call, buddy. Great call. So he said Oral Hershiser.
And Cork, you know, it's interesting that he said that. He said that as an OG A's fan, he went for Oral Hershiser and Kirk Gibson. I'm surprised. I wonder if A's fans come on with Derek Jeter yet.
Of course they do.
I mean, I'm surprised that hasn't come on.
I hated Derek Jeter and I wasn't an A's fan.
Yeah.
I hated that guy. But Oral Hershiser, I close my eyes and I'm like, look, I love Sabian. The 1998 one-year deal for Oral Hershiser, it goes down as one of my least favorite signings of all time. Let's go out to Ray in Daly City. All right, Niners are playing the Chiefs this Sunday. Mahomes has won almost 100 games in his career. He wins at an 80% clip. He's got 3 Super Bowls, 2 of them against us. We got to beat this guy. He is at the top of my all-time hate list. Ray in Daly City, who do you have at the top of your all-time hate list in Bay Area sports?
Yeah, the other caller said Brett Favre, which was okay. I hated him too, but the one I hated the most on the Packers team growing up in high school, Desmond Howard, that dude. For the most part, we can hang with Brett Favre because we had Steve Young. But, man, Desmond Howard was the one that threw the knockout blows, dude, and I hated him.
That's a great call. Yeah. I hated Desmond Howard. See, he was a return specialist, got drafted by the Lions, and then eventually went over to Green Bay, and he was the difference. Special teams always was the difference. I believe he returned.
As we've seen this year.
Yeah, he returned one in the mud, the sloppy field. I know Bonte would know exactly what it was. It was the game where Steve Young had the flak jacket, and he had the broken ribs from the week prior, and then Gerback had to come into the game. And Desmond Howard kicked our butt. Special teams kicked our butt, but Desmond Howard in particular, what a great call.
No, I like that one a lot. Trying to think who else. I mean, who else is kind of fitting in here? You know who actually popped up for me as I think about it? For me, it's Tom Brady. For a long, long time, I despised him. And that goes back to growing up as a Raider fan in the Tuck play. It basically how that moment was the beginning, the end of Raider football here in Oakland. And then being able to see Tom Brady build a Hall of Fame career off of that moment, and it was a fumble. Like, I don't care what anyone says. It was a fumble, and it still gets me mad to this point because everything that happened after that, and that was one of those things where it's just like, eventually you get to a point where you just have to accept how great Tom Brady is, but it was so hard to do that for a long time. There's a lot of great years to Tom Brady that I just refused to even watch or enjoy because I hated him so much for that one moment. And that's what it's going to be like, you know, for Shohei Ohtani. He's probably going to have one of the greatest careers in baseball history. And I'm barely going to watch any of it because I'm just so disgusted by it.
You are stuck on Ohtani.
I despise that man.
Why are you so stuck on Ohtani?
Because he should be in jail for betting on baseball
games.
Okay,
but the Giants have only faced him for 1 year in the division. Like,
because I know what's going to be coming down the pipe with that.
Oh, jeez.
It's only going to get worse from here on out.
Mahomes has beaten us twice in the Super Bowl. He's putting together one of the greatest careers of all time, and you're on his hit list.
Absolutely. Like, I'm not disagreeing with that. Like, he's right up there as well. Like, there's a lot of guys you could hate right now in Bay Area sports.
I know, but hating Shohei feels like wasted energy currently. Don't get me wrong. I hate the Dodgers, but, like, do you hate Mookie Betts that much?
Yeah, it's a little bit, yeah. Not to Shohei level. It's because the one note why Shohei is at a different level is because he is that good.
Okay.
He is like that. He is the modern-day Babe Ruth. Mookie Betts is great, but Shohei is better, and he's going to be better for a longer time with the Dodgers.
Hey, fair enough. All right, let's go out to Alfonso in Richmond. 888-957-9570. Niners, Chiefs this weekend. The season's back on track. The Eagles are chanting to have their coach fired. The freaking Cowboys got blown out. Sadly, Aiden Hutchinson's going to be out for the year. I mean, he's a superstar for the Detroit Lions. The NFC is wide open, and this is a grudge match against the team that beat you twice in the Super Bowl when you were up double digits.
It's on our,
I hate Mahomes.
It's on our home turf, too. Like, that just adds to it. You got to defend home turf to be able to get that win in front of the home
Absolutely.
Crowd.
Absolutely.
You know Niner fans are going to be so fired up. They got a couple weeks to get ready for this. Temperatures should be normal this weekend, so you don't need to deal with a heat wave. Like, Niner fans, this is the weekend to get down to Levi's. You know, make sure you ice your vocal cords this week because you're going to need them this Sunday. You know, because that's what they have come to town right now with Patrick Mahomes. This is there's a revenge element here. There is a get the mentals right element here that Niner fans need this weekend.
Nahegan, it gets in my ear. What were you wanted to say?
All right, you hate the Chiefs, right?
I do.
You hate Mahomes, right?
I do.
In about 10 minutes, I'm going to play you a promo, we call it, that's running on our Kansas City station.
No.
That's going to fire you up like never before.
My God. That's a tease, folks.
That is a nefarious tease.
20 minutes from now. Frank Gore, old-time Niner legend. Alfonso in Richmond. Step right up. What do you got, buddy? Who do you hate?
Man, the one I hated the most, I was in high school, you know, in the late 80s era, Mike Scott of the Houston Astros.
Oh, great call.
That guy used to always scuff that baseball, so he had an advantage, and he used to get away with it. And I hated it when we had to face him because we struggled against him. And that's, you know, Mike Scott, you know, he was one of those I didn't like too much, you know, in that era.
That's a great call. No, I love that. See, like, to me, it's personal. Did the guy rip your heart out? Did the guy rip your freaking heart out? And all the guys on my list, for the most part, ripped my heart out.
Well, I think that kind of goes into some of the, sorry to cut you off there, but some, like, you know, I mean, obviously Patrick Mahomes is at the very, very, very top. But some of these other guys on the hate list, it's basically born out of just one or two moments where they did rip your heart out. A guy who's, you know, maybe not big Q rating for me, but is always going to be high on my hate list, it's Pudge Rodriguez for holding on to that ball in 2003. Call. But, like, all you had to do was drop the ball, but he held on to it because he's that freaking good. And so it's small moments like that lead to an entire generation of hate. Mike Scott, that's a great kind of off-the-radar reference for me. It's probably more before my time in terms of just, like, remembering how good a guy like that was. But one moment like that, yeah, it could translate to hate for the rest of your life.
When you're a little kid in the backyard and you're playing football, it's the fourth quarter. You're down and you're scrambling and you're trying to win. Like me and my cousin Mike, and we would play in the backyard forever and we would scramble. Some kid in every yard in America is pretending to be Mahomes against the Niners, and you're the team that he's marching down against in his imaginary mind in the backyard because you've lost to this guy in childlike fashion twice in the Super Bowl.
The layers just get so deep.
All right, so there is a Kansas City promo. The boss wants to play me. That's what's coming up. Don't go anywhere. 15 minutes from now, Frank Gore. That's what's coming up on the game, and it's brought to you by Safeway.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.